It's 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Our top national story, Republicans chalking up several more wins and are now just one seat away from the majority next year in the House. Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Today, the GOP holds its leadership elections. And as we were talking about yesterday, should Kevin McCarthy be on upset alert?
You think of an upset alert today. Kevin McCarthy is going to cruise to the leadership spot for the Republicans. The question is, by how much? There is a Freedom Caucus challenge. We believe Andy Biggs will be jumping into the race. Andy Biggs is not going to challenge Kevin McCarthy for the majority in the House, but what it may demonstrate is how far from 218 votes Kevin McCarthy is. And that's the number he's going to need on January 3rd. When there is a vote on the full House floor for Speaker of the House. That is not a partisan vote. That is a vote that every member of the House of Representatives takes. It would be unusual for a Democrat to vote for Kevin McCarthy, and so the idea would be he's going to need pretty much every Republican to vote for him, given that this majority looks that it's going to be in that 219, 220, 221 range, right? And so the question today becomes, how far from 218 is Kevin McCarthy, right? Does he get above 200? Does he get under 200? If he does, he's got about 50 days to try and make that up. What sort of concessions is he going to have to make to either Freedom Caucus folks or more moderate folks to try and shore up support that he may be lacking? And so that's going to be the big question mark coming out of this vote today. Not whether or not Kevin McCarthy can win today. I don't think anybody believes that he won't. But it's what does it do to set him up for a vote in January to actually become the next Speaker of the House.
And even though that's the short-term sort of thing, long-term, if Republicans have only 2, 3, 4, whatever the number ultimately ends up being.
They'd love 4 at this point, Rich.
Yeah. Are we looking at much in the way of actually getting anything done in this divided government, being how small the margin is going to be?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of bipartisan Republicans and Democrats teaming up on things that have to get done. Spending bills, maybe the maybe Ukraine aid, maybe as it relates to the debt ceiling. But it will be a tough slog for both parties in the Senate, but led by Democrats, and the House led by Republicans, to get major legislative priorities done. Now, if you're Kevin McCarthy, if you're House Republicans, what you are going to have is the power of the subpoena, the power of the gavel at the committee level to hold the hearings of the oversight that you've been trying to do for 2 years as it relates to Hunter Biden, as it relates to the border and Mayorkas and the FBI and the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And so those will all be things that can get done. But legislatively, yeah, I think you're going to be looking at a lot of things that have to get done from just sort of the basics of governing, but probably not much else.
17 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and we'll dive deeper into the storyline coming up at 9 o'clock, all new with Brian Kilmeade. We already heard from him earlier this morning. It's also going to be a big day in Mar-a-Lago and South Florida, as former President Trump is set to announce what is widely anticipated to be his third White House bid, and we'll have coverage of that as it happens. Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Thanks, as always.